And thanks. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at Grander Marine, McCoy Outdoor Company, and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, my man, Captain Bobby Apriscato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning. Man, hold on for a second. Let me get these earmuffs and mittens and sweatshirt off so I can hear you a little better.
I mean,
it's a little chilly. It's a little chilly out here this morning.
I mean, you're killing me, Apriscato, because it is like, you know what? Most of the year, I'm jealous of you, you know, working on the water. But right now, air-conditioned studio is a better place. I mean, it's been crazy hot. Let's talk about what that does. Has it made any difference in where the trout are?
Oh, yeah, especially on days when we don't have a lot of wind, which have been few and far between. But actually, over the weekend, we had a couple of days where it wasn't terribly windy. And, man, it's just amazing how much that water temperature affects the fish and the fact that you might have an hour or two of the shallow water, and it's just so warm right now, they just pretty well just shut off. And you have to slip out to some of the deep structure, which are gas rigs and wrecks and so forth, and water deeper than 8 feet. And anybody that's been in a swimming pool this time of year, you'll know when you dive in on the deep end, you know, that's what we're talking about, is that first foot or two or three of water is warm, but there's actually cooler water down deep, and it holds more oxygen. Therefore, the fish stay active in the deeper water. So, you know, that's what you want to do is, you know, if you like fishing shallow like you and I do, well, you and I like fishing no matter what, but, you know, fishing shallow, get it done early there and, you know, get out to those deeper structures and 8 feet of deeper water and, you know, live bait is kind of not a must this time of year, but it certainly helps, especially when you're doing a slip cork fishing or tight line fishing around said structure. Drifting those things around that's going to get it really done well into the day for you. And, you know, I had a fella, and I can't remember, my trips kind of run together, but it doesn't take long for people to get overheated. I know we've talked about this a bunch of times, but it's scary stuff out there. And you know, you get out there and somebody, you'll notice it real quick because they'll get quiet. This is the first thing. And the next thing you'll do, quit fishing and sit down. That's when it's time to say, hey, guys, let's pour a little water on them and take a little boat ride. And they'll come back. Don't let it get to a point where they're white and pasty and not sweating anymore. Then you're in trouble. So, you know, keep yourself, and, you know, it's kind of obvious, keep yourself hydrated too. And one of the things that they talk about, don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. You know, guzzle some water, mm-hmm. particularly water, before you even go out. On your way out, man, slug yourself full of water so that water's, you're hydrated where you're supposed to be. It takes a little while for your body to get that hydration to the right places when you drink it. So make sure you're hydrated even before you get out on the water. That's so important this time of year.
It's a great tip, too, to drink it on the way out, because once you get somewhere and you're fishing, you don't want to, you know, stop fishing and drink it. So, yeah, absolutely, on the run out to chug those bottles of water is a good thing.
And then, and of course, on the heels of what you just said, too, one of the things to do, I make sure I got bottles of water out and open on the deck of the boat, so you're not, wait, I got to eat in the ice chest or whatever. Just have it where you can just grab it real quick, get a couple hits of water, and get back to your fishing. You know, well, you know what happens. We all get a good bite going, mm-hmm. and we forget about all that stuff. But if you keep it handy right there, take a sip or two between fish, you'll be in good shape. And then the other thing, too, obviously, are these afternoon thunderstorms. I know by the weekend it's supposed to get a little bit more of that a little later in the day. So keep your eyes open. So those things come up so fast, and this time of year when it's hot, they have a lot of lightning in them. That's the real bad stuff. So you got to be careful with those, too.
Yeah, be aware
plenty,
of that.
Plenty of good fishing, but you got to be careful this time of year.
Yeah, and so get out. I mean, the key is that if you could get out early, if you can wake your crew up, get out early. It's a little cooler out there, and the chances are, you know, that, I mean, there's still thunderstorms in the morning, but some mornings are better than others out there.
That's right. You know, and this time of year, too, really, it's, you know, your better fishing window, no matter what the moon phase or the tide phase is, your best fishing window is going to be at daybreak. You know, so that's another good reason, if you're going to fish this time of year, go out there, get it done, and get someplace cool and shady a little later in the morning.
Well said. People want to get a trip booked with you. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, Sean, is our website. That's also our social sites, and you can get us on any of that, and we can get you booked up.
Thank you, Bobby. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at Grander Marine, McCoy Outdoor Company, and McConnell Buick GMC.